team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review podcast for April 27, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney. As marijuana legalization language was approved Thursday by the State Board of Canvassers, Speaker of the House Tom Leonard says a vote by lawmakers in that chamber is not going to happen.
At this point, I do not anticipate it happening. There is not much support in the caucus. I personally do not support it. So I believe this is something that ultimately the voters are going to have to decide.
The ballot proposal would legalize the possession and sale of up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana for personal and recreational use. Now, there had been a chance that the House would take it up, because some Republicans were fearing it would draw more voters to the polls in November and could threaten their majority in that chamber. There are some changes at Benton Harbor area schools.
Benton Harbor High School principal Donald Pearson has resigned. The Board of Education yesterday accepted his resignation, effective immediately, along with two other resignations. They are from athletic director Trey Crucial and MLK Elementary School paraprofessional Shaniqua Davis. Pearson cited a stressful working environment as his reason for stepping down, according to the Herald Palladium. The board had informed Pearson it was considering a non-renewal of his contract this month. A group of teachers spoke out in favor of Pearson at a meeting last week, asking the board to let him stay. Andrew Green reporting.
City of New Buffalo is going to keep its beach lifeguards this summer after all. City leaders had been planning to drop the lifeguard program due to a lack of qualified personnel and the costs involved. But at a meeting this week, City Council voted to continue lifeguard services. Trustee Elizabeth Ettis spoke with our partners at WNDU News Center 16 about her support for the lifeguard program.
I suggested we needed as much guarding as we could have. It was cut last year onto weekend and holiday schedule.
City Council this week not only decided to keep the lifeguards, but the discussion turned to expanding the program. The last drowning in New Buffalo was in 2013. The North Pier in St. Joseph at Discordia Park will have life rings installed by Memorial Day weekend. So says St. Joseph City Manager John Hodgson. Told city commissioners this week that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is on board. Berrien County Sheriff's Department will help with maintenance. Hodgson telling WSJM News the North Pier model will follow the county's example with life rings on the South Pier.
They'll be much like the county mounts that exist now with 20-inch life rings and 90-foot rope throw bags to go with them, as well as similar signage to what we have in the county.
There will be 12 rings about 150 feet apart. Hodgson telling us an anonymous donor is helping to bring the city's cost down to about $5,000 from more than $6,000. Told commissioners it will be an important step for the city to consistently follow policy with the rings once they're in place. There had been a slight concern about liability, but Mayor Mike Gary telling us saving lives has to be the top priority. City Commission gave the final approval for the plan on Monday. The city is also working to fix all the leaks that they found in a recent survey of the community's water system. St. Joseph Public Works Director Tom McDonald telling us the city hired a firm in September to look at the water system and find where those underground leaks exist.
We found 7 leaks, which included some leaking hydrants, leaking system valves, and then a couple of private water services leaks. And I think we incidentally found a sprinkler system that was leaking as well.
McDonald told city commissioners this week that doing the math on these leaks revealed they were wasting enough water to fill about 5 million gallons a year. That's a lot. They've also been mostly repaired now, and the remainder will be fixed in short order. McDonald told us a similar water system survey will be done in a couple of other area communities, including St. Joseph and Royalton Townships. The Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan is on the move. The organization put out word this week that it's now closed until its relocation to the new shelter in Royalton Township is done. The facility on M-139 replaces the old Crystal Avenue shelter in Benton Township, which the Humane Society tells us had become grossly inadequate. While the move is ongoing, Humane Society is asking everybody to be patient. Understand it could be a couple of weeks to complete the process. They say staff and animals both appreciate your understanding. We'll keep you posted when they'll have their ribbon-cutting celebration for the new shelter. Testimony before a State House committee this week on a package of bills following the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal at Michigan State University. One of the survivors, 15-year-old Emma Ann Miller, is a student at Hazlett High School outside of Lansing, and she testified in support of the bills.
I'm wise enough to know that this legislation and other pieces of legislation may not be enough to stop a determined predator. No more so than someone who gets a personal protection order from not being shot and killed while at work. But this legislation may help those that are targets like I was. And it may also help those that are told, the enablers. We know that many were told about Nassar.
Miller says the culture at Michigan State University doesn't seem to be changing, and there's been no real accountability. Health officials in Indiana are warning residents in that state to not come to Michigan unless they have a hepatitis A vaccine. So we thought we'd check in with the Bering County Health Department to find out if it's really that bad. Spokeswoman Jillian Conrad tells us the outbreak is real, but mostly confined to the Detroit area.
So it has been ongoing, and it's been moving relatively slow. But to date, there's been more than 800 cases of hepatitis A, with about an 80% hospitalization rate and 25 deaths.
Now, there have been some cases in Van Buren and Kent counties, but so far, Bering has been clear. Hepatitis A is a liver disease. It spreads through direct contact. Conrad tells us it can come with symptoms like jaundice and aches. Says you can indeed get the vaccine, and it's recommended for adults. You can contact your doctor for more. New data from Michigan State Police show the state's traffic crash deaths down by 3% last year. That bucks the national trend. It resulted in more deaths due to distracted driving.
There are actually three types of distracted driving: manual, when you take your hands off the wheel; visual, when you take your eyes off the road; and cognitive, when you think about something other than driving. Dr. Partha Nandi of Troy says passengers need to learn to speak up to prevent future tragedies.
And say, listen, you know what? If you're going to do this, I'm getting out of the car and I'm not going to give you the keys. It's that kind of behavior. You have to kind of be a jerk and say that it's got to stop.
Although fatalities were down by 36 people in Michigan last year, serious injuries jumped 8%, and deer-involved fatalities increased 21%. I'm Gina Gondek reporting.
Cedar Point introducing its latest roller coaster to the media. Steel Vengeance was unveiled on Wednesday. It's being called the world's first ever hyper-hybrid roller coaster, climbing to over 200 feet in the air before it dives back down to earth in a series of hills, twists, dives, overbank turns. It goes for 2.5 minutes. Cedar Point General Manager Jason McClure telling the Michigan News Network, it's easy to lose your senses on this ride.
I think that last time through, I just gave up on trying to figure out, am I upside down? Am I right side up? I've lost where I am anymore. It's just let go.
Cedar Point has a total of 17 coasters. It'll be opening up on Saturday, May 5th, over in Sandusky, Ohio. Congressman Fred Upton making it official. He has filed for re-election, submitting more than the number of petition signatures required to qualify for the ballot. He announced last November that this was his intention. He had toyed with the idea of running for the U.S. Senate against Debbie Stabenow, but after looking at his chances, the support available, and consulting with his family, he decided instead to try for his 17th term, representing Southwest Michigan in the U.S. House. This district includes all of Bering, Cass, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, and most of Allegan County. Half dozen Democrats have come forward to run for the seat. They'll face off in an August primary to determine who is going to challenge Upton this fall. That is the week that was for April 17th, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.